Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Kenneth here of WSCIRO, Greater Boston. That stands for Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And I am here with my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Kenneth. Dr. Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Ooh, that's my pet name. Want to say hi to the viewing on, listening audience?
Hello, listening audience. How are you today?
Okay, well, we are, we're on Sunday, October 25th, so we're today, and I'm a general manager of WSCIRO, and my husband is also the other general manager of WSCIRO. We are going to be going premium at any time, I'm not so sure. I'm hoping that we are going to be heard on air because my number is not on here. So I'm just hoping that you're getting this broadcast, but it doesn't look like anything's coming up on the screen here. Okay, a couple of things. All right, we just came from an incredible 2 weeks of outreach, and outreach within our local community. We are converging and collaborating with Serve New England. I've been involved with Serve New England for many years, and it's an outreach that was established by the inspiration of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, the Blessed Mother Teresa, the late Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And basically, when she was talking to this particular priest at the time, or maybe, well, no, missionary, he was a missionary, this particular missionary had asked Mother Teresa at the time, which was only Mother Teresa, about what they could do, you know, back in the States bring the issue of extreme poverty to the folks here in the United States so they could help Mother Teresa's mission more and missions like hers. And, what was told by her was that these people, you know, the ones that she serves in Calcutta and in the different slums throughout India, actually she found their spirits to be very pure and holy, even though they suffer extreme poverty on the physical plane, but that the problem here in the West is that we suffer from another kind of poverty, and that is spiritual poverty, okay? And sometimes that's played out in the physical realm, too. Well, what Serve New England is, actually, it used to be SHARE, and then somehow the SHARE program throughout America had dissolved on its own and kind of splintered into the different populations. And rightfully so, because I believe that the mission and vision of Mother Teresa was not played out, okay? So here comes Sir New England in the 90s. And at first, you know, there seemed to be a carryover of that mission and vision. And all of a sudden, like anything, when people get distracted, people are not, you know, doing what God's called them to do, the original plan and purpose of, you know, particular ministry or organization that was originally founded in God, especially people who are not rooted in prayer, the vision gets skewed, okay, askewed, I should say. It goes, you know, some people, if you want to put that in modern terms, it goes south, okay, and it loses perspective and because of various distractions, and most of the time it's people's agendas. When we got to Serve New England, we had the privilege of sitting on the board. Then we came into a situation where, because the original intent of the mission and vision was ignored and there was distraction, other people's agendas were coming forward. And it created some kind of tension, and then you had you know, people that, you know, were at each other's throats most of the time, and it's not everybody. The Lord was showing us we needed to cover the executive director's head and be a source of prayer cover because she was getting attacked on every level from various people in administration, and it just was not right, you know, that was not the Lord's will, and it seemed like since we've been in prayer, things have gone better, you know, things have gotten more smoother, and then the Lord had put it on our hearts that we really needed to examine, as board members, examine the original mission and vision, and see how it applies to today. That's what you do, and make the necessary modifications. Now we didn't change it. We just went right back to where it was, and then some. Like we looked at, we observed what are the needs of the community, and what kind of community is it? Is it just a community up there in the towns that serves both serve, or is it community of faith-based organizations like churches or ministries or outreach? And we found out as we were looking at the chapters where most of it takes place, most of these chapters are located in area churches. So we figured, all right, the Lord wants this to be a faith-based organization. And, you know, that's not just confined to the people of faith, but it goes beyond and extends to the larger community, which also includes the global community. And that's what we had done. And I'm just going to read the mission and vision, and you can see for yourself. Now, I think that it's too bad that we don't have the original. We left all that back at the office, but we're doing this from our studio office. Let me go back to, which page is that mission and vision on? Right now, I'm looking through the Serve newspaper right now, and the Serve newspaper actually can be read online at servenewengland.org. Okay. One of the things in our school of ministry that we emphasize greatly is we teach for phase one and we look at two things in, you know, that are part of ministry development, and you know, ministry is developed from within, and it's based out of the flow of the Holy Spirit coming through the heart of man. So in your inner nature, in order to be more effective in serving others, okay, being ambassadors of God's kingdom here on the earth, is that you've got to be cleaned up on the inside. You know, there cannot be any obstacles, because, you know, the kingdom of God comes in power and in glory. And what happens is that gets transferred, believe it or not, in the ministry of health. It just goes along because you're a vessel. You're a vessel. It's supposed to be a vessel of God's glory here on the earth, because we carry the kingdom within us. And then, you know, some people don't have the hands laid on by others to commission them fully. So what we do in our school of ministry is we create that atmosphere for that to take place. And as one begins to establish a biblical identity, all right, so one of the things that we emphasize is having a person, you know, people, you know, begin to pray and ask the Lord themselves what does the Lord call them to? What is their destiny here upon the earth? What is their main purpose for why they live and exist? And, you know, of course, this has to be in line with the scriptures. People find out that they, even each day that they live, that whatever criteria they live by or make the decisions by, even if it hasn't been rooted in the scriptures, it may be what the family belief system is and, you know, the attitude of posture that's been taught to them, how they should respond to people and God and each other. Okay, sometimes it gets a little bit distracted and off kilter. So when this happens, we really have to discern discern ourselves and how the Holy Spirit sees us. And some of us, if we haven't received the Holy Spirit, would have to in order to for this process to continue, right, or to get perfected. And you only can reach true perfection, and you don't even reach it all the way in this life, but, you know, begin the journey through the Holy Spirit. Because he brings you to all truth. He brings you to the truth of who you are as you relate to the truth of who God is to the Holy Spirit. Okay? One of the titles of Jesus is that he's the truth. He's the way. And he's the life. Jeff, honey, what page is this on? I'm looking for the mission. Oh, here it is. Page 3. Okay. So my husband and I have become ready-made justice writers for the Surgery in the newspaper. We're not the only ones, okay? We're wanting people to come forward, and, you know, and we want to create a team of ready-made justice writers that have a biblical concept of and construct in their life, and they can write from the standpoint of Scripture and how it relates to community and what God's doing. So, you know, we're, I guess in a way you could say prophetic writers. Now, what's been happening with the Sarah New England paper is that at the beginning when it was shared, I always used to love to read the newspaper because many a times there was articles of, you know, related to faith and how one can get closer to the Lord. And, you know, as they go out of their way to, you know, to volunteer so that they can, you know, get food that was top quality but not as expensive. They could save money for the tithes and offerings of the particular church community or ministry. So I always had that in the back of my mind. As when it changed, I'm like, well, I'd like to see those again. I'd like to see those kinds of inspirational stories that cause one to grow spiritually and, you know, bring a person from a place of darkness to a greater place of light. But one of the board of directors that actually helped us with the reformat and the vision, you know, because we wanted to talk more about the spiritual food. And I was just like, I said to myself, I want to hear something snappy, and I think the Lord does too. So one of the board members, his name was Pastor John Odom, and he was just, you know, we're just at a big, major think tank session after the board of directors, just thinking about this one liner that would be really snappy that people could wear on T-shirts, and anytime somebody mentioned the one liner of this vision that serves, it has, they would put a smile on their face. And, you know, we went through like 20 of them, and all of a sudden he comes out with, well, the beginning was always there, the smart alternative to food shopping, right? And right underneath it, the vision, build a community one bite at a time. Okay, so it was so snappy, and it just made you laugh. And and every time I told people about it, like the members of my family, they got, you know, a chuckle came to their face, and it was just like, it was just so funny, you know? And it was just one of those things that we know it's going to go a long way, and that was the other thing. But I'm going to have my husband read the, do you want to read anything? The vision of a mission of Seek. Oh, not Seek, Serve. We have our own. Yeah, page 3. Page 3, okay. Where's page 3? It's in my hand. It's in my hand and your hand. Okay. Hold on for 1 second. I'm going to give you the mic. Hold on. I think that's... Okay.
Serve New England is changing its focus and getting back to basics. Our vision, building community one bite at a time. Our mission, Serve New England, seeking to continue the vision of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, is a faith-based community network food co-op that serves to meet local basic needs in an effort to strengthen communities and to combat extreme poverty in affected areas within the New England region. Serve New England's primary mission is to promote a healthy and vibrant community through helping others. Volunteering time in a community setting is a character-building trait that Serve New England wants to encourage in the young people and families that are part of Serve New England, regardless of creed, gender, or socioeconomic background. Serve New England's goal is to network with local and international communities and bipartisan organizations by extending the concept of community volunteerism to the larger global community in an attempt to raise awareness of extreme poverty and the effects that it has on every generation through the responsible use of multimedia.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for reading that. It's such a need in the times in which we live. And it was really nice this weekend to see Serve in action. There's a lot that goes into this. There were several shifts happening at different times, and it was all orchestrated, I feel, by the hand of God. And, you know, my husband and I got a chance to stay in the administration office and pray. We prayed. We used that time to pray because he wants us to be a prayer covering over the organization because, the enemy definitely wants these organizations that help out people to shut down. And especially if they are faith-based, there's an equal amount of God's favor on this because, you know, once we said yes, that it will rest on the foundation of prayer and go back to the intended mission and vision. He began to open up doors and everything. But as the other doors are closing, what would happen is that there would be much resistance, but it brought things out that were in the dark out into the light. And so, you know, I'm just thanking God for what he's doing. And we got a chance to talk to one of the people on the list of the third watch, the third shift. While we were on the third watch, there was a break in between. We got a chance to talk to the warehouse people on the third shift while we were on our third watch. And so what happened was I began to talk to them, and I don't know, out of the clear blue, I just felt like just talking about how when people fall away from the church, you know, or from the relationship with Jesus in their youth, and it seems like they're going a certain way. It just seems, you know, I just talk about the love of God, how God calls them back. And, you know, they have to, you know, this part of them, they have to experience what they need to experience in order to discover God. And that, but once God comes in there, they usually change and everything starts to click into place. And right when I said the word click, there was an anointing on click. And everybody began talking about the click. And, yeah, but I could see that. Yeah. There were some young people that were just in the middle of their stuff, and they were like, they're actually waiting for the things to, you know, their life to click into place and things like that. So I use that as an opening to talk about what God had, you know, where I was when I was their age and where I'm at now. And then there was somebody there that was my age, and he talked about it when he was his age, how his father used to drag him to all these, what he called religious events. They're actually healing services. Yeah, this particular man, as he was talking, he was telling me that his father used to be in a wheelchair. And I think, I'm listening to a story. I'm thinking, oh, that's odd. Used to be in the wheelchair. What happened? Why is he not in the wheelchair? That was my first thing. That was my first question. And so after he finished the story, I kindly asked him, I just want to go back to the wheelchair. I said, your father used to be in a wheelchair. I said, what happened? How did he get out of that wheelchair? That was, you know, the curiosity of the Christian that the Lord had given me, that he had put in my heart. And we have about 10 minutes left in this broadcast, and I've got to do the wisely thing and take my husband to his pay job so we can pay our bills and pay our tithes and offerings. But anyway, and so he began to tell me about this healing priest from Boston in the Roxbury area, and his last name is McDonough. I said, oh, Father Ed McDevitt. He goes, yeah, do you know him? I said, well, he did pass away a couple of years ago, but he had a powerful healing anointing. And I remember going to this priest, his ministry with my kids, and he was going around just sprinkling holy water on everybody, and a drop, just a tiny drop, hit my eye. And I had been struggling with something spiritually at that point, and it just knocked me over, like this power just came upon me and just knocked me over. And I was, at that point, at that time years ago, I was always wondering what was pushing the people over. And this man was saying the same thing too, you know. And then he said, when he saw his father, get up out of the wheelchair, because he had this particular priest had all the people in wheelchairs go up, and as he prayed over them, and he commanded them to come out of the wheelchairs, they came out of the wheelchairs. And he knew the condition that his father was in, and this increased his faith, to a certain extent. But he always, this person was obviously not always feeling worthy all the time, but he witnessed his father's faith, and it just, it did something to his faith. And so I knew at that point, that the Lord was really putting in my heart that there definitely needs to be Friday night prayer happening when the warehouse is not happening, on the nights that there's nothing happening in the warehouse. when the Lord has asked us, to pray for that opportunity, the executive director, Ian Adams, said, yeah, go for it. And, not too many people know about Serve New England. It's the best kept secret. They knew about the SHARE program, but they didn't. They thought that it just left, but it had actually, continued, but as served.
Required a change.
Yeah, required a change, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that were happening in the administration, but what the Lord is saying now is he wanted to come back to the place that it was originally intended, to the place that of the original purpose. So I really believe that there are a lot of ministries out there. There's a lot of people who are asking, Lord, when are you going to move in my life? What are you going to do? And how are you going to use me in this day and this hour? And for many of you, the Lord is saying, because you got off track and the original purpose that he has for you, he's saying, go back to the original purpose in which I called you to. Okay, and I will begin to move. Okay, so everything rests on prayer, and that's all I'm going to say. If you sat it out in your journey with the Lord, and in your mission and vision, you got a little bit distracted and kind of went, a mile down the street. You need to, repent, and ask the Lord and have him guide you, and just do everything from this foundation of prayer, okay? Because prayer is like an umbilical cord that connects you to the kingdom. You can't do anything of the kingdom if you're not attached to the kingdom of God. And you can't do anything in your own power, or else it will overtake you. Then this is where Pot to Serve was. Well, there was a lot of people doing outreach, serving others in their own power. And, when they only stayed on the human level, the divine could not get in there. And things just started drying up. Resentment started coming into people's hearts because of heart issues and things like that. And the Lord is saying, no, he doesn't want that anymore. He wants his people who are in the ministry of help, especially helping people in the communities of the elderly and the disabled, and all those who are dependent on these kind of outreaches for their own sustenance, their own sanity, their own spiritual growth. God is wanting to converge, the faith-based communities with the, meeting the needs of people on the basic needs on every level, okay? But it needs to be rooted in prayer. Prayer needs to flow, to activate the love of God in our hearts so that the love of God can be truly poured out from our hearts into the hearts of others. For this is the only way that they will know that we are Christians by our love, you know. And you know, we don't have to say I'm a Christian. Because we, once you start making these kinds of announcements, what happens is that then that sets you up for people to observe you more. Oh, well, if you're a Christian, then why are you doing this and why are you doing that? The best thing to do is to be transformed, have a life of prayer, be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus through a life enriched with prayer. Okay, because as we are transformed, that's what prayer does. You know, the more you persist and participate in prayer, the greater is the transformation. Because the Lord, you know, He starts to flow. He starts to talk to us more, and you know, as He's talking to us, and you know, the power is released into our spirit man, and to do what He wants us to do. To be, you know, so we can be obedient to the things that He's calling us to. And so you know, I'm just very excited because things are happening. God is on the move because we're on the move. We said yes. We're on the move in prayer and through prayer. So for anybody that wants to come visit us on Fridays, with the exceptions of, you know, the Fridays, which where D-Day is, you know, where we just came out of D-Day week. So we have about 2 to 3 weeks in between, with the exception of November, because that the Thanksgiving months and the Christmas months are shorter months, and we could only get 2 nights of prayer, Friday night prayer sessions. And we'd like to see if we can go all night, do the all-night thing, just the 24/7 prayer watch. Because we're, you know, entering to that time, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and because of the time of the month that Christmas and Thanksgiving fall on, we can't wait to the last Saturday to have the D-Day. So we have to, you know, that kind of comes into the time when we would have prayer, regular prayer throughout the other months. So we will let you know as time goes on. We are looking, though, for our prayer session there, and we'll post it on Facebook like we did this past Friday. Although we were there, we actually did a Friday distribution, and we did do prayer that Friday evening. We thought we were going to have the warehouse to ourselves. There is a prayer room that we are going to be preparing for this endeavor all of next week, so we need to prepare for that. And we thought we were going to be in the warehouse that night. We were full. We ended up praying in the administration office, but that was good because this is the hardest year, you know, and things like that. But in November, the reason why we're doing our ministry at service because the Lord, you know, our ministry is Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center, and we're going to have pastoral services, pastoral outreach, counseling outreach, as well as gatherings, prayer gatherings there too. And it will be on Sunday evening and starting January 2010. And then we'll have the prayer gatherings of special conferences, informal mini conferences, you know, 3 days at a time, probably once a month. That will happen, the Joshua Connection Prayer gathering in the prayer summit gathering, and things like that. But we're praying for the people, we're praying for the right connection, and we're just praying that God's will continually be done in us. But the first thing and foremost is to get that prayer room going, and we're just so excited as to what God is doing. God is on the move as we are on the move with prayer. So we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We are approaching 144. And I'm going to sign off in just a couple of minutes. And, Jeff, honey, is there anything you want to pray for with the viewing audience concerning this? Mm-hmm. Because if not, we will, you know, I'll just pray. And, yeah, I think there is.
This is a ministry of helps, and it's a service to all, and it's a mercy of God expressed through the believing community and the community at large, because as these times go forward, the needs are going to grow greater. So do what you can. Start with praying. Start by looking at stuff on the internet and get in touch with your local chapter coordinator, who will provide the rest of the details.
Okay, so, you know, our, like I said earlier, our outreach that we do is, that we'll be doing from CERF is actually the Sikh Christian Teaching Worship Center and the media ministries of WSCIRO and WSCKI-TV. You know, we are combining our outreaches because we can bring in a greater number of people, train them up to serve either in the missions or, you know, whether it be local or like in one's town or even abroad. And so we are developing different legs of outreach here in our relationship with CERF, but it needs to be based in prayer. And we want a strong worship and community as well. And more will be said about that part as things begin to unfold in the coming days. But I can't even put a definition on that because it's still unfolding. All right, it's still unfolding, and I do not want to stop the process of what God is doing in the Holy Spirit. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing what you're doing, and not only in our lives, in the lives of others, and the Lord, in all the future alliances that you're going to give us with the different ministries that are out there that have the same mission and vision and the same love of God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those, you know, for that godly alliance to come forward. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you have your hand on Seek and you have your hand on Serve, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for purifying the vessels that were able to stand in that spiritual warfare that just recently passed us by, but who are able to stand now and continue on in the work that you have dreamed through your servant, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and now us. You know, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. God bless you. And get in contact with us. We do have a ministry number. It's 1-339-502-2916. And pray for us. We are going to be going premium, which is equivalent to like prime time premium paid services with WSCIRO and Blog Talk Radio. You know, we've gotten away with doing the free. Now it's time to make that decision to go forward. And we'll be able to do much more with this. We'll be able to sound a little bit more professional. And this is going to be good. All right. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.